I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. I'm going to sight in my deer rifle here this week, and I know you think that's probably too soon, but it's not, and I will tell you why. But first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
I'm going to sight in my deer rifle this week, and the reason why is because, well, not because of me. I've been lucky all these years, and mine has always been right on target, but it was another hunter who I was hunting with who shot at four deer and missed them all. And we put a paper target up to see what was going on, and at 50 yards, he couldn't even hit that. We finally realized that something had jarred the scope, and it was not even close to being on target. So we made the adjustments and got it to the point where it was accurate, fairly accurate for a field sighting in, but it did kill a deer that year. It would have been a lot better if he would have killed the second one he shot at, which was a huge buck. But this is why I go out every year and sight in my rifle. It's something I do because I've seen what happens if you don't. You don't know where it's going to be. And like I said, I've been very, very lucky all these years that whenever I've gone out to sight in my rifle, it's usually right on the money. But you never know. So I always say, get out early. Get those crosshairs exactly where they're supposed to be. That way, when you get them lined up on your target, you're going to hit what you're aiming at. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.